Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from a Berlinale talent event titled Berlinale Hommage, Michael Ballhaus meets Jim Rakéta. The great cinematographer Michael Ballhaus was the recipient of an honorary Golden Bear for Lifetime Achievement at the 66th Berlinale, and at this event, he retraced some key steps in his career with photographer Jim Rakéta. In this extract, Ballhaus talks about his difficult relationship with director Rainer Werner Fassbinder, with whom he shot over 16 films, and how their lengthy collaboration came to an end.
There was a very natural distance between you and the Fassbinder crew because you had your family, you went home every night. The others partied and tried substances and other things, and you went home at that time. And the second deadly sin that you committed was you had a life outside the Fassbinder circle. You shot other films too. That was not received so well.
Yes, he hated that when I worked with other directors, because he was a mean motherfucker. Sorry. But he was still jealous when I worked with other guys. So, and I worked with a couple of good ones. I worked with Peter Stein, a great, you know, theater director in Berlin. And yeah, but I always had my family, and that was very strong. And I loved it very much to have my family, because this was. I mean, I only know the German word for it, not the English word. It was eine Schlangengrube, to be in this circle, you know, because they were all fighting about getting the next part and stuff like that. So it was not fun.
For a while, though, you had a pretty good understanding with him in regards to professional matters, because you had found your sound, right? You had your way of communicating, and you had your competition thing of always provoking the impossible, and it went well for a while. And then there was a movie that you pointed out in the whole list too, that you said was important, and that was Maria Braun.
Yes, I liked that script very much. It wasn't written by him. Normally he was writing his script himself, but this was written by it was written by, do you remember the name?
No.
But it was a really great, great script. And we loved it, and we decided to shoot it in a small town in Bavaria. And we were all there already. And he said, okay, you do the camera, and Helga, my wife, does the production design for it. So we worked and worked, and then we waited always that he would finally come. And then Fengler was a producer, and he always called and said, okay, I'll be there the next day. But he never came. And then one day Fengler said, okay, I'll direct it myself. So the next day at night, he was standing in front of the hotel and ringing out everybody and was there. And then he came and said to me, you know, he was writing on this great television series, Berlin Alexanderplatz. And he came to me and said, I can tell you about every shot on this script on Berlin Alexanderplatz, but what the fuck are we doing here? And then we had to explain him, and then he looked around and he changed a couple of locations, had great ideas, like always. And then we started shooting this movie. And but again, there was one moment where we were in trouble with this guy.
Which was that?
The moment was that Helga had to hire somebody who helped her, like with things that he didn't know about it, like making plans and stuff like that. So he hired a guy, and he was young and handsome, and Fassbinder had a crush on him. So he said, okay, Helga, you don't have to be on the set anymore. This guy is running the set now. And that was like a moment where we thought, okay, maybe we should leave this movie. And we discussed it and then decided, no, we should be professional and stay on it. Also, this guy couldn't have done it by himself because he had no clue how to be a production designer. And Helga was very good at that, actually. Yeah, that was this guy.
Well, but after that you made another movie, which made him furious again. And when you were prepping for or location scouting for Alexanderplatz, yeah, you ran into the same thing again, like it was problematic.
Yeah, and I had shot another movie without him, like with another director, actually in Prague. And we met on location scout, and his assistant Harry Beer was there, and he talked to Harry and said, "Tell this DP what we wanted to do here." And he said, "Uh-huh, okay." So he's funny again, but maybe that will change. So it went the whole day that tell this DP what we've wanted to do. And by the end of the day, I thought, funny feeling. And the next day, it went on like that again. And then I went home to Helga and said, "Listen, I can't do it anymore. It's too hard. I mean, imagine working with this guy who was heavy on drugs and used it a lot on Marriage of Maria Brown. To work with this guy for 9 months, I can't do it anymore." And then I called the TV station who produced it and told him that and said, no, someone else, you can't do that. We know that you already shot sometimes with Fassbinder, was not on a set, and it worked. So if there's something is happening, we know that you could cover up for him. I said, "No, sorry, it doesn't work anymore." So that was it.
And 16 films later,
yes.
This is. 16 films and one documentary that you shot about his movie number seven? Was it number seven?
It was number seven,
yeah.
To listen to the full event and other events, panels, and masterclasses from the 2016 Berlinale Talents, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening. From the Berlin International Film Festival, I'm Matt Micucci, and you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.